Have you had a desire to land a higher level job for a while, a role where you can have more income, more impact, and more influence, but you keep telling yourself that you need more experience before you're ready for promotion? If that's you, then keep listening because in this episode, I'm sharing why that belief is keeping you stuck and the three truths that will help you see that you are probably more ready for that promotion than you think you are. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, we are talking about one of the most common lies that I've seen professional women tell themselves when they want to advance in their careers or get a new opportunity or grow in their careers or even just make a change or a pivot of some kind. And that lie is, I need more experience. Now, as it relates to promotion specifically, it sounds like I need more experience before I'm ready for promotion. Maybe you have thought to yourself that you need one more year in your current role or another certification or another degree, or you want to wait until you've managed more people or a bigger team or a complex project, or even just gotten some like credential or letters after your name that will finally make you ready, in air quotes. But something that I see as I've been working with women one-on-one to get promoted in my one-on-one coaching Next Level Career, women are absolutely ready for promotion, but have convinced themselves that they are not. And that belief is costing years of advancement, tens of thousands of dollars in salary, and a whole lot of just unnecessary burnout in your career. So today, I'm going to share why you probably think you need more experience, what that belief is costing you, and three new truths that will help you just see yourself, your readiness, and your accomplishments clearly, and hopefully give you the motivation that you need to go after that new next level role, go after that promotion, or whatever it may be. So let me just start by saying that I understand where this belief comes from, and I want to share it with you because it doesn't just come out of nowhere. There are actual external messages and internal thinking patterns that often reinforce this idea that you're not ready for the promotion yet or you need more experience. So when we think externally, maybe you're watching, you're looking around you and you're seeing the people that are getting promoted, often men, often people with less experience who just joined the organization getting promoted, and it leads you to start thinking, what do they have that I don't? It can cause you to just start wondering, okay, are promotions only for people who look a certain way, who sound a certain way, who have a certain experience, which might then be why you think that you need that specific kind of experience to be able to get promoted. Or maybe you've even gotten direct or indirect feedback from somebody at work, on your team, your manager, or even at home, let's be honest, sometimes from your family, where maybe you're hearing things like, you're not quite ready for leadership yet, or you don't communicate like a leader, or, you know, we just don't see you there yet. Wait your turn. You need to do A, B, and C before you're ready. And so obviously, if somebody's telling you that you need certain things to be ready, or that you're not even ready at all, or don't have the qualities of a leader, naturally, your brain is going to start thinking after. If you hear something long enough, you will start to believe it. So naturally, your brain is going to start thinking, maybe that's true, and I'm just not ready yet. Or Maybe you're just looking at job descriptions that have requirements like, you know, 10 plus years of experience or MBA preferred, and you think to yourself, I don't check all the boxes, so I'm not qualified. And this is something that I actually teach my clients how to do, which is reading job descriptions in itself is a skill, right? So just because it says something is preferred doesn't mean you need to have it. And you have to recognize that when you're looking at these job descriptions, if you are 100% qualified for a job, you are overqualified. The goal is a 70 to 80% match to be able to apply. And so those are definitely some external messages that you might see or receive that I think can lead to you thinking that you don't yet have the experience that you need to get promoted or to land a director level or higher role, or the messages that you have received. And then what then happens is internally, one, when you, like I said earlier, when you hear something long enough, you start to believe it. And something that I've seen, I actually recently started working with a client this year, just a few months ago, that made me really see this pattern because funny enough, one, I think I see this in myself, but it just made me, like, I noticed it so clearly with her that I started thinking about other clients. I'm like, oh, that's the pattern. And it's that you never stop to actually look at your accomplishments objectively. You don't stop to recognize your accomplishments. You don't stop to celebrate your accomplishments. You don't stop to acknowledge your accomplishments. You are so used to this pace of achieve, move on to the next thing, achieve, move on to the next thing, that you never pause to acknowledge what you've actually built. So the loop never gets closed in your head because you're always achieving. There's no celebration of, oh, I did this. I, you know, landed this contract. I helped this client. I brought in this revenue. I did blank. Let me just celebrate that, sit in that, integrate that sort of the messaging, the feedback, the eternal joy of accomplishing something and closing that loop in your brain. You don't do that. And so your brain never, like, I'm coming up with this as I'm saying it to you right now, because my mind's like, so your brain never actually sees the final accomplishment, which is why you don't think it's an accomplishment. So you don't think you're ready. So you don't think you've done anything. So you think you need more experience, because all the experience that you have is essentially discounted in your brain, right? It's essentially like, nothing happened. Nothing has happened in my career. I haven't done anything. And again, I'm thinking of the specific client that I'm working with right now. She had been in her career for 13 years, like 13 years of solid performance. She's done some really amazing things when it comes to just contracts, managing people, bringing in revenue, increasing efficiency, just so many great things. And she came to me definitely wanting to land a director level role, but it was more from a lens of, you know, it's time. It's been long enough. I want to make more money. The money was the driving factor, but there was still a part of her that didn't think she was fully ready. Like, she thought she needed more experience before she could get promoted. And so when we worked together, we updated her resume using my target resume framework, and we did the resume. She updated her LinkedIn profile and she was stunned. She was like, this doesn't sound like me. Like, when I look at it, it sounds like somebody else's work. I've done so much. I'm worried that it feels like I'm bragging. And I'm like, girl, yes, this is you. It feels like a lot because you have built up this track record over 13 years, but you never stopped to acknowledge it or celebrate it because you were so used to just proving yourself, just doing your work and moving on to the next thing. And so because you never stopped to celebrate or acknowledge it, it's like it didn't happen. And now that you're stopping to take it all in, it feels foreign. It feels like a lot at one time because it's 13 years of amazing stuff that you're just now finally acknowledging. And that's why it feels like you're bragging, because you haven't acknowledged or thought about this in years. But what that did was it allowed her to just see on paper that she was already qualified. She does not need more experience. She's ready for the next level role. And that gave her confidence. She could finally see objectively that she had been doing great work all along. And this is what I see with high achieving women. And I remember, and I'm saying that, and I'm thinking of, I saw a post on Threads recently where somebody was like, you know, for coaches who use the term high achieving woman, what does that mean? How do you define high achieving? And I'm like, I didn't respond, but in my head, I'm like, It's the woman who's just always going, always performing, always doing, always wanting to show that she's good, she's ready, better than, you know, prove herself, accomplished. She does something, it gets done, she moves on to the next thing, she doesn't stop to acknowledge it. I know this because I am you. I remember talking to my own business coach. I had I had an accomplishment. My business coach was like, how are you celebrating? And I was like, I'm not. And she's like, you need to celebrate. I think we've just been socialized into this, coming back to my point of, you know, not really acknowledging your work, is that we've been socialized into this humility mindset of saying, you know, the team did it, or not wanting to brag. And you're in this constant go, go, go mode that you never actually stop to reflect on what you've accomplished. So you think you haven't done enough. But when you pause and you look objectively at what you have done in your career, I have a very strong feeling that you will see that you've done enough. I have a very strong feeling that you will see that you have been operating at a higher level already. I have a very strong feeling that you will see that you're ready for that promotion. And I'm saying this because it's what I see with my clients. You just haven't stopped to see it objectively. Nobody has spoken that life into you or helped you see yourself clearly. And the problem is that when you keep thinking that you need more experience, you feel resentful when other people get promoted who have less experience than you. You are constantly downplaying or even overlooking your own track record because you don't think it's anything, you know, like you don't think it's a big deal. Like, I just did my job. It's like, no, you didn't just do your job. You did something great. And then you end up burning out because you're constantly trying to prove yourself, prove that you're ready, instead of positioning yourself as someone who is already ready for the next level. And that's the thing, like, if you take nothing else from this episode, that's what I want you to know, is that getting promoted is not about proving yourself. It's about positioning yourself. That's it. You just have to be positioned for the role. So that being said, I want to give, if this is resonating with you and you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is me, I know I'm doing great work, like on one part of my brain, but the other part of my brain doesn't believe it and I think I need more experience, I want to just offer you three truths, like just three facts, three new beliefs that will hopefully help you see this situation differently. So the first truth is that you already have leadership experience. You're just not naming it. You already have leadership experience. You're just not naming it. Because what I want you to understand is that most women that I work with anyway already have leadership experience. They're just not calling it that. They are mentoring people. They are leading new projects. They are managing people across multiple departments. In fact, let me tell you about another client. I had another client who was filling in at a director level. She was managing two direct reports in her department and coordinating work and team members across two other departments. So that means she was managing people across three different departments. It was operations, communications, and I'm forgetting the third one right now. I want to say it was either finance or HR, something like that, but she was managing people across those. She was doing director level work, but when she came to me, one of the reasons why she actually came to me was because she was doing director level work, but she didn't have the title or the pay. And she literally, I remember her literally when we first started working together, her saying to me on our call, our promotion strategy call that I always do before I work with a new client, she was like, I just don't know how to talk about what I do, right? She's like, when the leaders ask her about the value she brings, or when she gets in interviews and they ask her about her work, the words just kind of get lost in her brain and she doesn't know how to articulate her value. And one thing that I then saw in working with her in the early times was because she couldn't articulate her value, I remember during one session, she told me how her president said to her that the president knew that my client's work was important, but that my client's work was the one she understood the least. Ugh, the pain. Imagine somebody managing people across three departments, doing operations, working with the board, and you're telling me you don't understand her work. And here's what I need you to understand about this is, when leaders don't understand what you do, that's a problem because they don't think you're valuable. Like, they might say in theory that your work matters, but if they can't understand your work, that means they cannot connect your work to business outcomes. And if they cannot connect your work to business outcomes, they're not going to think you're ready for the leadership role that you want or that you even deserve to be in a leadership role. You have to be able to communicate your value. Leaders not being able to understand your work or see your value or know that you're making a difference is a problem if you want to get promoted. It's an actual factual problem that you need to fix. So you might have heard me say, you know, you already have leadership experience and your brain, again, if your brain is already telling you you need more experience, your brain probably immediately said, no, I don't have leadership experience. I just do my job. So let me just give you some examples. Okay, let me give you some examples of things that are leadership that you probably don't think is leadership. Have you mentored someone formally or informally? Have you led an initiative? Even if you don't have like that project manager title, did you lead a project? Did you initiate a project? Have you implemented a new system or a process that other people are now using? Have you repaired a difficult relationship with a client or with a stakeholder? Have you coordinated work across different departments to get something done? That is all leadership. Like you might have thought that you were just doing your part or just contributing to the team, but that is all leadership. You have the experience. You just don't have the title or the pay to reflect it yet. And you don't know how to communicate it. That's why you think you're not qualified. And so this is a good place for me to remind you, or if you're new here, tell you that this is the work that I help my clients do. When I work with my clients in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career, I help you not just see all the ways that you are already ready and accomplished and experienced for that higher level job that you want. But then I help you communicate that value. I help you think about how to, if you want to do an internal promotion, how to start building the relationships and talking to your manager to get promoted. If you are wanting to go external to another company and land that role, that higher level role, I help you think about how to build those relationships. We'll do your resume together, how to talk in networking events, how to talk in interviews so that you can land a higher level job that comes with more money, more impact, and more influence. Not just the higher title, but the impact and the income to match it also. So if you want to learn more about working with me, you can go to privatecareercoaching.com. Again, that's privatecareercoaching.com. And you will learn all about, you know, how I work with my clients one-on-one, some of my client results, and you'll be able to schedule a free promotion strategy call with me. And on that call, we'll talk about, you know, your goals, what has kept you from your goals, and then I'll share with you exactly how I will help you land a new, higher paying, higher level role. So that's just a side note there of if you feel like your value is not being seen and you don't know how to communicate your value, that is something that I can help you do. Which then brings me to the second truth, which is that your tenure, your length of tenure doesn't equal readiness. Your value equals readiness. You might think that you need more experience because you're like, oh, I've only worked here for 3 years. But you need to realize that people are not promoted because they've been working for 10, 15, or 20 years. In fact, I have worked with clients who have worked for that long and still got overlooked for promotions. People are promoted because they deliver results, point blank, period. People are promoted because other people know their work and know their name. They're promoted because they act like leaders. So again, you're thinking, I've only been working here for 3 years, so I can't get promoted yet. Meanwhile, somebody worked for 1 year and got a promotion. Or maybe you have been working for 20 years and you still haven't been promoted and you're thinking, when is my time going to come? When am I going to be seen? When am I going to be promoted? But promotion is not about time served. It's about value delivered. If you can communicate the value you deliver, you will get promoted. It's really that simple. Companies still have problems that they still need people and human beings to solve, and they're still hiring people to solve those problems. My clients are landing jobs this year. So you need to stop waiting to reach some arbitrary timeline that you have put in your head, because that timeline is holding you back. Now, I will say this. Some organizations do have very specific promotion processes where maybe you have to have a certain amount of tenure before you're eligible for a promotion or a certain title or have led a certain type of project. But that is a few organizations, not most. And even in those situations, if your organization has like rigid tenure requirements, then that's about the system that's in place, not your readiness. So it's still not a case of I need more experience or I'm not ready. And it might be a sign that you need to go somewhere external where your value will be recognized faster so that you can get promoted faster. And when I think about this point, I often think about the story of David. So in 1 Samuel, where God sent Samuel to anoint the next king of Israel. If you don't know the story, it's in 1 Samuel 16. And Samuel goes to Jesse's house, and he already had in his head, I don't know if he had in his head, but his behavior demonstrated that, like when he was thinking of who the king would be, you know, or maybe it was Jesse who had in his head, but it's like they brought out all the sons, the tall ones, the strong ones, the older ones, the bigger ones. And God kept saying, no, 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 it's not any of these. God was like, it's not about this one's height, or it's not about his appearance, because God doesn't look at these external things that people look at. And Samuel was like, don't you have any other kids? Because it's none of, like, the Lord is telling me it's none of these ones. And, you know, Jesse's like, I have one son who's out in the pasture. Like, I think David was the last one, the youngest son. And so they brought David in. David didn't have tenure or years of experience, but he had the heart, he had the character, he had the readiness for what God was calling him to. And he's the one who was anointed for leadership. Like, your readiness for promotion is not determined by how long you've been working. It is determined by the value you bring. It's determined by God saying it's your time. It's determined by the results you deliver and your ability to communicate your value. And then the third and final truth that I want you to embrace or internalize is that more credentials will not fix visibility, positioning, or communication. So at this point, you have heard me say promotion is not about proving yourself. It's about positioning. You've heard me say you need to communicate your value and that people need to see that value to promote you, right? So that is visibility, positioning, and communication. Sometimes women think that they need another degree, another certificate, more letters after their name, and then they'll get promoted. But another degree is just going to give you more information and more knowledge. It's not going to give you visibility. It's not going to better position you or help you communicate your skills. And those are the real gaps that are keeping you from promotion. Your desire to get more credentials is one, especially if you're a Black woman. This is something that I think we often fall into where we're trying to prove our competence, and we think that more letters after our name will show that we are ready and competent. And mind you, this is coming from, I have a PhD. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I have all the letters after my name, so I'm not anti-degree in any way, shape, or form. I just want you to know that the degree is not the crutch that you think it is, or actually crutch is a bad thing, right? Like, it's not the salvation to your I'm not qualified problem that you think it is. So for example, I think about me as a professor. So this was in 2022. My colleague and I had the opportunity to apply for a federal grant. And I had never written a grant that large in my life, like never. And I could have easily said, you know, I need to go get grant writing training. I need to take a grant writing course because they exist. You know, I need to learn how to do this before I can write the grant. But I didn't do that. First of all, I had faith. I just knew that if God was with me in this, we would get the grant. And if we didn't get the grant, then God didn't want us to get it. It is really just that simple. But my colleague and I wrote that grant in 12 days. Like, people take months to write a grant this big. We wrote it in 12 days. We used our knowledge. We followed the instructions for what they were looking for. We looked at what they were asking for and just tried to fill it in. We used our transferable skills, right? So we knew how to write because we write, you know, research. We knew how to organize information, make a compelling case. We used all that and we got the grant. We got a $3 million grant for something we put together in 12 days. And that grant was a major turning point for me in getting tenure as a professor. It was a massive accomplishment. It is a massive accomplishment in my career. Now, imagine if I had said, I need more training before I can do this. Imagine if I had said, let me go take a grant writing course first. I would have missed out on that massive career opportunity. Right? Like, more training is just more information. And that information just gives you this false sense of confidence that you can get that real confidence if you just trust your track record. If you trust the track record that has shown that you know how to solve problems, you know how to get things done, you know how to find solutions, you have transferable skills. If you can't do something, you will figure it out. If you trust your track record, you will recognize that you can be successful in that leadership role you desire even without the whatever experience you think it is that you need and the extra degree. Like, I want you to understand that certifications and credentials are tools that can support your growth, but they are not a prerequisite for you to grow in your career. I mean, think about Moses. Think about when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush and called Moses to go free the Israelites. And Moses is like, who am I? I'm not eloquent. I stutter. I can't talk well. Send somebody else. And God was just like, I'm going to be with you. And that's all you need. Like, if you're a Christian woman, like, I need you to internalize that. God is going to be with you. And that's all you need. Moses did not have any credentials. He did not need more training. He just needed to trust that God will equip him for what he was calling him to do. And I need you to believe that. If there's a desire in your heart to advance in your career, to have a higher title, a higher income, higher impact in your career, stop waiting to, oh, I'm going to go get an MBA. I'm going to go get a PhD. I'm going to get a CPA. If it's not required, I should say, by the way, right? Because I think of my sister who, when she was advancing to managing director, something, I don't know what, I don't remember, but she needed a CPA because she has to be able to sign off on something. Again, I don't remember, right? So that's different. Like, you might need the degree or the certificate to do something that at that level that you want to be in. That's different. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you think you need more experience. And so you tell yourself a degree is the thing that will get you the promotion. It's not. Getting a degree is just going to give you more information. It's not going to fix the fact that you're not visible with leaders. It's not going to fix the fact that you're not positioned as a leader. And it's not going to fix the fact that you cannot communicate. You don't know how to talk about your work. You can have all the letters behind your name, but if nobody knows you or your work, if you can't communicate your value clearly, then you're still not going to get promoted, even with your new degree. So you would have spent all this money and time getting this credential, and you would still be in the same position, right? So don't let credential chasing delay your career advancement. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop and just objectively look at your track record. Like, if this has resonated with you, look at your track record through an objective lens, not through this false humility lens, but just objectively. What have you actually accomplished? What initiatives have you led? What problems have you solved? What systems have you implemented? Who have you mentored? What relationships have you built? These are all objective accomplishments that will probably help you see that you are ready for leadership. Now, I will say that after you see it, that doesn't mean that you're going to automatically know how to communicate it, which is where working with a coach comes in. In my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career, this is exactly what we do. We use specific exercises. I help you see your leadership experience clearly. We'll do an experience audit activity. I teach you how to communicate your value in interviews, in networking conversations, so that leaders can understand your impact. And I help you connect it to business outcomes. I help you stop waiting for somebody else to give you permission and to start positioning yourself as ready for the next level. And I do that because I know that you're probably more ready than you think. You probably have more leadership experience than you're giving yourself credit for. And you're definitely probably more qualified than your head is telling you that you are. So if you've been telling yourself that you need more experience, more credentials, more time before you're ready for your promotion, I just want you to challenge that belief and take the first step by working with me as your coach to help you land your promotion. In Next Level Career, I work with women for 6 months to help them see their readiness clearly, communicate their value, and land that higher level job while increasing their salary by 50K or more. We work together to identify the leadership experiences you have, and we'll build your resume, your LinkedIn. I give you scripts for the interview, scripts for negotiation, all of that so that you can land that job within the next 6 months. So if you're ready to stop waiting and advance, go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn more about working with me and submit your application and book a free promotion strategy call. Again, that is privatecareercoaching.com. So there you have it. The three truths that can help you overcome that I need more experience lie in your head, and the next step that you need to take to help you land that promotion. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful, don't forget to leave us a review or rating on whatever platform you're listening on. It really does help the podcast grow. And I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you are ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and finally get promoted into your next level role, I have got something special for you. I created a free audio training series for professional Christian women who are ready for more money, more impact, and more influence in their careers. So if you're ready to get promoted and increase your salary by $20,000 to $50,000 without compromising who you are, visit hercareerdoctor.com/advance to sign up and listen to the free audio training today. Again, that link is hercareerdoctor.com/advance, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. In this free audio training, I break down everything you need to identify and communicate your existing impact so you can finally land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence. Because it's an audio training, you can listen on the go without being stuck to a computer. So go to hercareerdoctor.com/advance now to sign up for the free audio training that will break down how to advance into your next level role as a Christian woman.